listening to Over the Oxer podcast with Tracy Cole for all things to do with the mind for equestrians.
I wrote a post on social media this week about the need to prove yourself and that relentless pushing that you feel that you need to do to keep on and on to make others appreciate you or respect you. And I thought it'd be quite interesting to do a podcast episode about this, because it all stems from a fixed mindset, and sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. So see if you recognize these characteristics in yourself or in somebody else, and then we'll talk about how to unfix your mindset and make yourself a little bit more towards the growth mindset. So the fixed mindset and the growth mindset come from Carol Dweck's work, and these are phrases that she coined. And the fixed mindset is the more negative one. It is having that constant need to prove yourself, and it is because you want to look okay, or you want to look good, or you want to look skillful in some way for other people. You want their respect, you want their appreciation. You want it to seem as though you do things effortlessly and flawlessly. The problem with this is that it's like the swan gliding around on the lake effortlessly, seemingly, but underneath the legs are going 10 to the dozen. And it means that that person in the fixed mindset is actually very, very frantic inside their mind, and they're absolutely scared to death of failure. And failure to them can be something ever so small. It might be one little problem in their riding. It might be that they didn't score what they wanted to score in a dressage test. It might be having four faults in a class of show jumpers where everybody was having 4, 8, 16 faults. And it's exhausting for them. Anything that is deemed a mistake is failure. So this kind of mindset, as you can appreciate, is really, really black and white. The mind makes it really, really personal. It's not that something has happened outside of the rider's control, or that the rider was doing their best, and that's life. It's that it's a personal slight. There's something wrong with this person. There's something that isn't as good as everybody else. This person thinks of themselves as not being good enough. What makes it even worse is that our mind has an attention center called the RAS, the reticular activating center. And this part of the brain is useful when used positively, because it highlights stepping stones on the way to whatever you have primed your RAS with. So if you primed your RAS with a goal, a positive goal, and you have given yourself enough time to get to the goal, and it's realistic, and it's something that you are enjoying working towards, your mind will find and highlight things that help you as stepping stones. But if you prime your mind, as a fixed mindset person does, towards absolute failure, then it pulls out instances when you have apparently made an error. And these loom very large in this type of mindset. So what some person would just think, I must really learn not to do that, I'll take that as a learning experience. It's not a learning experience to a fixed mindset person. It's absolute disaster. And we may even find that the fixed mindset person, if they go onto social media, they're able to see lots and lots of examples of other people's success. And they feel that even worse. And they feel that they are therefore a failure. So it's this constant need to push on, to make yourself appear a certain way. And whether that's to be a calm rider or a confident rider or a really skillful, talented rider, and probably fortunately, you can't maintain that mindset because it's so exhausting. Everybody makes mistakes. The top riders make mistakes. Everybody goes around making errors, whether they're unforced or not. Nobody rides perfectly. So in order to maintain that mindset, you're going to put yourself up for quite a lot of disappointment. And the slightest error, meaning failure, means that you're going to get very frustrated, very angry with yourself, maybe angry with your horse, angry with people around you, totally fed up. And it's very crushing. It's completely devastating because you just can't maintain that level of success all the time. Okay, that mindset, I really don't like talking about it. It just seems completely negative, 100%. So let's talk about the growth mindset, the opposite, the flip side of the coin, which is thankfully a world away from the fixed mindset. And in this case, you've become more pragmatic. You can take a step back. You can think about the bigger picture. You're not thinking about the minute details of a single ride or single competition. You're also thinking of it being a means where you can put things down to experience if they don't go right. You don't fear failure. Obviously, that's someone who's 100% in growth mindset 100% of the time. And anyone who is 100% of the time in a growth mindset, then they are always laughing or learning about what they've just done. And they can move on from errors, mistakes, and so on really quite easily. And so they progress much faster. It may seem that the fixed mindset who has this fixed idea of success is accelerating towards their goal because that's what they want and anything else that's extraneous they cast away, but actually they have no resilience. And the growth mindset people have total resilience and they learn from their mistakes and they learn very quickly. So they're making progress all the time in spite of making mistakes all the time. They adhere to this NLP saying, which is there's no failure, only feedback. So if you get something wrong, it's not a failure. It's a feedback that's not quite the right way to do it. They're really flexible in their thoughts. And if they can't ride, it's not a disaster because they can always do something else. They can do some research about horses or riding. They can improve their own physical fitness. They can do some mindset work. There's always something else that they can do because they're so flexible in their outlook. They're really stoic in that way. And you don't have to take things personally when you have this growth mindset. There's no personal slight if you get something wrong. And if the ride isn't so good, it doesn't mean that you're no good as a rider. It means you need to just go back, have a think about it. What can you improve? What can you change? Or was it completely unavoidable and outside of your control? The two different mindsets, to me, are the extremes of a continuum, and they come from your beliefs. It depends on how you think about yourself as a rider, and you think about success, and what you believe about success, what you believe about failure. And it may be that the fixed mindset has more of a limiting style of beliefs, because they can only be happy one way. They can only be successful in one way. They have to prove themselves. How then can we transform ourselves and move more towards a growth mindset? The first thing to do is to acknowledge and be aware of your beliefs about yourself as a rider, about riding in general, about competing, about success, about failure. And then to write down those beliefs and analyze whether or not they're limiting and therefore not necessarily true. You could also do the same thing with your fears, the fear of failure, the fear of looking a certain way to other riders. the fear of what other people think, the fear of losing face. And it might be useful in this case to journal on these thoughts. And by that, I mean to let your thoughts flow. The writing doesn't have to be your best handwriting, and it is better done at that slower speed of handwriting rather than typing. And once you've emptied out and you've said lots and lots of things, and the grammar may be rubbish, and the order of what you've written may be all over the place, it really doesn't matter. You can then wait, because other examples, other insights, other inspirations will come to you. When done frequently, this style of thinking, this style of awareness, this style of tracing things back to a root cause, which may have nothing to do with writing and may not actually be important to you anymore, can release you from the fixed mindset and enable you to just have that most open of mindsets, where things are actually allowed to flow and be far more flexible. I wanted just to tell you about a quick offer that I've got on my website at the moment. This is for people who are really busy and don't have the time or possibly not the money for a mindset session. And this is for something called Ride Confident. And it's a series of 5 videos. They're all round about half an hour. So it's short, sharp, quick and cheap. And you may want to join up. It's a self-paced course. You watch the videos. I don't give much information about the techniques. I don't give the background of the techniques. And that's why it's nice and short. I simply say, this is good for such and such a situation. Let's get into it. And off we go. So you may be interested in that. It's got a 50% off offer at the moment. Usual price is £99, but at this time we've got it at 50%. So I will put the link down below. Have a go at it if you need a little bit of a mindset boost. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, and I'll see you again really soon.